Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Financial planning is just part of the advice handed out by well-known Boston financial advisor John Spooner. It's why Spooner has followed up his recent and popular book on money and life letters to his grandchildren with a new book titled No One Ever Told Us That, Money and Life Lessons for Young Adults. Spooner says his goal this time is trying to help young people grow up and face the many challenges in life.
The whole premise, Bob, is we live in a society with 320 million Americans, 7 billion people on the planet. How do we rise above the crowd and get ourselves noticed? And because this need seems so compelling in society, I wanted to give street smart advice about how to make your way in life so that you stand out in a crowd.
I want to start on the personal side with you, since you start on the personal side in the book in the introduction. You're pretty candid about the impact on you of the death of your wife, Susan, in 2011. You write it in such a way that it becomes part of the life advice in the book. For example, you write that it takes 2 years to understand what living alone means.
Mm-hmm. In a mourning situation, if you lose a loved one, I find it takes 2 years to figure out what your new incarnation is going to be. At the end of 2 years, you put things to bed, stuff to bed, gotten rid of stuff. You'll never completely put your old life to rest, but you know that you've got a new life, and how are you going to proceed? And I realized that at the end of 2 years, when you know what your new path is going to be, it may be a terrible path, but at least you'll know what the rhythm of the new life is.
There's a lot in the book about moving your career along, life in the investment advisor game. Here's another piece of advice. Give 110% in your work efforts and life efforts because you never know when that might pay off down the road.
I have a story about a good friend of mine who was in the real estate. A new client came to Boston. The client said, well, I've got to figure out where I'm going to have my family live. You know, one of my kids is a terrific soccer player. What are the towns that have good soccer leagues? So my friend put him in touch with the head of youth soccer. Years later, my friend was out of a job, and wonder of wonders, the person he had helped years before was high up in the food chain of this company, and his resume came onto this guy's desk. And he called my friend and he said, you went 110% to help me out, that I want you in our organization and you've got the job.
Regarding philanthropic giving, I got a chuckle out of this. You write, bleed the money out instead of giving it all at once.
Well, I can be a little cynical because I've been in the nonprofit world on various boards over the years. One of the cynical ways that I approach life, but in a realistic way, is if you make a pledge, bleed out the payments over a period of time, because then for years, they will embrace you. They will invite you to every party if that's what you're looking for. But if you pay it all at once, you know, it's what have you done for me lately?
It's like getting dumped.
Exactly.
All right. Personal decisions. On deciding whether to get married, you write there's a key question. Will I regret it if I let him or her go?
I say use your brain in this decision more than any other organ of the body. And think to yourself, if I say no, will I look back on it and regret the fact that I didn't marry her or I didn't marry him?
On the other end of the spectrum, divorce, and I know you've seen a lot of it in your line of work, your advice seems to be if you're in that situation, settle, because you're likely to wind up in the same place you were going to be anyway, even if you end up wading through 2 years of legal muck in a divorce legal proceeding and all the hate that goes with it.
Sooner or later, almost all discord is about money. And if you made a deal in the first 2 weeks, it probably will be the same deal that you end up making 2 years later at great financial expense. One of my smartest lawyers, he said, think about, wouldn't you much rather have your children get this money someday than give so much to the lawyers over a two-year period.
You partially take a jab at the smartphone generation in the last chapter, implying that life can't be lived if you live with your head down looking at the screen on your smartphone. You got to live it heads up with, as you write, skin in the game.
I just, in this book, wanted to strike a blow for real relationships, not virtual ones, for having a sense of humor, for having a view of history, and that all life is relationships, real ones.
John Spooner, always good to talk with you. I'm so glad you came in, and good luck with the new book.
Thank you, Bob.
Well-known Boston investment advisor John Spooner, the author of a new book, No One Ever Told Us That, Money and Life Lessons for Young Adults, which is out tomorrow. John Spooner is also a WBUR board member.